Well, coming up here very soon is the Karstens Farm Days, the 39th annual Farm Days at the Karstens 1880 Farmstead near Shelby. They always have a good crowd when they're able to hold it, and it's back this year. Terry Tornayton is with us here this morning. He's one of those helping to organize and promote and get folks to come on out and enjoy. Terry, how are you?
I'm good, Jim, and this is a nice conversation to have with you this year because we're talking about doing Farm Days, whereas I think we had a conversation about this time a year ago where we were not doing Farm Days because of the pandemic. So I think we're in good shape over at Shelby to be able to do the show, and I hope folks will feel confident and come out and enjoy it again this year.
Yeah, it's disappointing, obviously, with the pandemic and so many things that got disrupted. But, when you have a facility like this and can do an event like this, it's easy to forget if you're, kind of off the calendar.
It is, and I expect, and I thought earlier this summer, in my day job, I got to go to several county fairs and enjoyed the county fairs, and we were really, really glad to see the crowds at the county fairs that we did see. So that is a good sign, I think, going into a lot of things for this fall. And we have the benefit that so much of our Farm Day show happens outdoors, plenty of fresh air. Obviously, on the farm, we've got plenty of shade trees, and there'll be plenty of lemonade and iced tea for folks to drink. So I think, we get at least some dry weather. We are going to have a perfect Farm Days weekend coming up here, the 10th, 11th, and 12th. Really, the 11th and 12th are the main days of the show that folks can come out and look at some history and enjoy some history and have some fun with friends and neighbors.
Yeah. I think a lot of folks around these parts have heard over the years about the story of the Karstens 1880 Farmstead, but we're going to tell it again anyway. Can you give them a little bit of the history?
I can. The farm itself was homesteaded back in the 1880s. That's why Karstens 1880s Farmstead Incorporated is the name. The family raised three boys on the farm. The last boy to remain on the farm was Heine Karstens, and he lived until 1976. And unfortunately, he passed away of cancer at that time. And he left the farm in an agreement with a party that was agreeable to buying it for $1 from him before he passed, or it transferred to them when he passed. And because of that, the farm was put in sort of a public trust and kept that way until the late 1990s, when the current owners, the Karstens 1880 Farmstead Incorporated Group, which is all volunteer members, bought the farm and continues the farm show and continues to preserve history of agriculture at that site. So it's got a long history. Literally, the roots in Iowa run deep at the farm, and everybody that's connected with it today is happy to showcase those roots and all the other vintage and historic items that are out there.
What's kind of neat is, and you've documented some of that too, is that the family was involved in that farmstead for a long time. And since it's turned over to this group, a lot of these group members have been involved in it in a long time, too.
Absolutely. We've had the Farm Days show, again, 39th annual this year. There have been members that are still active that were there back in 1981, I believe, or the late 70s anyway, when maybe the first neighborhood threshing show started. And then it came to Karstens and became Farm Days as we know it today. So some of those members have been with us since the beginning, and we're very fortunate that they are still able to come out and help us and pass along some history in the process.
Well, part of the point of the Karstens 1880 Farmstead and the annual Farm Days is to kind of show you how it was. It's to see some of those displays from back in the day, to see some of those demonstrations from back in the day. Terry, why is it so important to keep that message alive?
I just think we're at such a different time historically in the state of Iowa, this part of the state today. Agriculture, we know, has changed many, many times since the Karstens family homesteaded there. And it's just a historic perspective on something that's a very real part of our everyday world here in Western Iowa. We sleep, breathe, eat agriculture, whether we realize it or not, every day. And the lessons, the history, the seeing how the good old days were, and sometimes weren't so good, you really appreciate where we are in agriculture today. Obviously, it's more of a business than it was any time in the past for the original residents in this part of the state. But still, we appreciate where we are and the technology and the crops and the innovations that we enjoy today that previous generations didn't have. And they made it work. And we are certainly people in Iowa that know how to make things work. And we persevere through things and we work hard. To take a pause during a Farm Day show or any of the threshing and old time reunion things that go on in the state of Iowa, I think is important for us just as a people to look back at and appreciate the community that we're in and appreciate where we've all come from and where we are today. And certainly there's a lot of reunions that go on during Farm Days. There's families that get together, they bring their vintage tractors out, they showcase some implement that grandpa made or, you know, was improved upon. And those things are just cool to see. And for folks to have a chance to come together in a couple days in September every year, that's welcome, I think.
You bet. Well, we've set the stage now. Let's tell them about all the fun stuff that they're going to be able to enjoy. Lots of demonstrations and lots of displays, of course, and an opportunity to get a little bit of hands-on once in a while, too.
Absolutely. Every breakfast or every day starts with a really good breakfast, and the Thresher's breakfast is for everybody. The whole public is invited. There's pancakes and sausage and juice and milk and coffee, and just come and sit under the shade trees at a picnic table and have a really good breakfast, and that starts at 6:30 in the morning, both Saturday and Sunday. You'll be able to be out there and just soak up the atmosphere. Both days, there's a flag raising that happens in the front yard of the house. There will be a special remembrance on September 11th this year during the flag raising, so we hope folks take advantage of that to remember 9/11. And then continuing on throughout the day, all the things get really fired up about 9:30, where the tractors are running. There'll be picking of corn out in the field, both, I think, by hand. I won't swear to that, but I think by hand. And they run the corn picker several different times throughout the day. So seeing the old corn picker, it's not a, you know, 12-row combine. It's going to be a one- or two-row corn picker getting pulled or getting pushed through the field. So that's kind of fun to see. Then as the day goes on, there's all kinds of demonstrations. The sawmill will be running. Get into the evening time on Saturday, we have our Staley's Chicken Dinner. That starts at 5:30 in the evening. And that's a popular time and a popular event for the community to come out. It's a fundraiser for the farm, but dinner is excellent chicken dinner from Staley's Chicken, which many people are familiar with, but if you haven't had it, you should come out and do that. And then there's Rick Powell and friends will be performing also in the front yard, and that's just a musical atmosphere that everybody can enjoy during their dinner that evening. So stay as long as you want Saturday evening and then come back and have breakfast again on Sunday morning. We run parades both days, and so at 2 o'clock, both on Saturday the 11th and Sunday the 12th, there is a parade of power where you wouldn't believe the variety of tractors and implements that go through that parade, and it's really something that showcases the entire Farm Days experience because the front yard has benches, there's plenty of room for lawn chairs, sit down under those trees and just listen to the tractors as they, you know, pop down the driveway, literally. There's lots of things to see, and you see a lot of friends driving those tractors and sometimes vintage cars and pickups and just a parade of things that are unique and interesting to see. So those activities, Jim, will fill up a day for anybody who wants to come out and be there and enjoy it.
You bet. Well, and there's something for everyone, too. There'll be things for the kids. There'll be activities of all kinds.
Oh, there are things for everybody to do. There's kids' games, there's crafts, there's food. Don't forget the homemade ice cream. Everybody likes the Karsten's homemade ice cream. And this year we've got one of our board members, Ben Osdemore, and his wife, Katie, will be the ones making the ice cream. And we had an ice cream social, I don't know if you know, Jim, a couple weeks ago, earlier in August. And that ice cream was excellent. I went and enjoyed some myself that night. So I think everybody's going to like the ice cream. It's a dollar a cup, and I think you can go through quite a few dollars worth of ice cream and be pretty happy by the time the day's done. So,
well, I'm sure.
It's just one of those unique Iowa things that I'm proud to have it connected here in western Iowa, and certainly a lot of folks from the KJ and listening area do come every year, and we look forward to seeing our friends from near and far all weekend.
Yeah, you bet. And it's an inexpensive way to spend the day.
Absolutely. It's $5 at the gate, and kids under 9 and under are free. So for vendors, or for exhibitors, I should say, if you do bring equipment out there, you do get in free as an exhibitor. So it's just one of those things that you get a special wristband if you have a piece of equipment that you brought out there to show, have out in the field, or to run through the parade. So that's something folks might want to keep in mind. It's very worth your time if you want to bring equipment, and it's something you'll be glad you spent your time doing if you do come out just to enjoy it.
You bet. And focusing on Alice Chalmers this year.
Yep, the feature is Alice Chalmers, and I know there's a lot of orange tractors sitting in folks' machine sheds, and a lot of pride and a lot of good history in those tractors, so I hope that people bring them out, and I hope the public will come out and enjoy seeing those that weekend. So, www.carstensfarm.com has all details and pictures of the past and information for you for this year, so I hope folks will visit the website and watch for updates.
You bet. Well, if you start to think about an 80-acre farm these days, first of all, folks are saying, well, yeah, that's one of them that I own. You know, that's just a day's work to plant and to harvest from there. But back in the day, an 80-acre farm, that was about all you could handle. And you're going to find out why.
Absolutely. When you see what goes into that 80 acres or what goes on out there for 2 days, that'll make you tired. You'll be glad that you go home to your day job or your evening air conditioning or whatever you do in the outside weekend hours. So it will be fun for folks to come out and see.
Yeah, or that air-conditioned GPS-controlled tractor, just in case that's, you know, what you're doing for a living.
You know, sitting in an air-conditioned cab, listening to that little ping every time you get to the end of a row, you know, you can appreciate that much more after you come out and see what goes on during farm days.
Yeah, you bet. Well, Terry, thank you so much. Hope you have a great weekend. That's largely September 11th and 12th. There'll be a little going on Friday night if you want to swing on by, too. They'll never turn you away, but hope you get a chance to enjoy. Usually plenty of signage, so you'll be able to find it. It's just north of the interstate there near Shelby. You'll be able to find that pretty easily.
That's right. We'll look forward to seeing folks come out and for more information, again, visit the website, www.carstensfarm.com.
Great. Terry, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim.